Hi, everyone. Welcome to the West Wellness and Longevity Podcast. My name is Tara West, and I am a functional nutritionist, passionate about how we can use food as medicine and truly heal our bodies. I'm also obsessed with longevity with a love for peptides, fitness, and all the latest and greatest biohacking resources. I spend hours upon hours looking at the latest research and implementing them into my own life and in my practice with my clients. I look forward to sharing all of this wonderful information with you. Hey guys, quick reminder, this podcast is for information purposes only and not meant to treat or diagnose. So please consult with your personal health practitioner prior to implementing anything that you hear about on this show. Now on to the next episode. All right, welcome back everyone. I wanted to start with getting on my soapbox for just a minute, so bear with me as I share some of the things that have been going on ever since I started the Peptique, because this stuff just continues to shock me when you get into this whole world of peptides. And for those of you who have been in this space for a long time, this won't surprise you. For those of you that are new, you'll start to understand that these things happen. But I was watching TV with my daughter the other night, and I was checking my social media accounts because I get a lot of questions from all of you, which I love, and I try to respond really quickly. I was about to start a show with her, and I thought, I'm going to check my accounts real quick so I can put my phone down and enjoy my time with my daughter. And I got on my TikTok, and I got a notification that my account had been banned. And I had no access to it anymore, and all my posts were taken down for their community violations, whatever that means. And I was honestly super shocked, and my daughter made a comment about how you can find pornography and stuff on TikTok, but you talk about peptides, and oh my gosh, they're going to ban your account. And I don't have access to it anymore, and I had heard get on her TikTok, and she said, yeah, mom, it's completely gone. And this just blows my mind that this is considered so controversial. And really, the only reason, in my opinion, that it's considered so controversial is because a lot of these things are, most of them are injectables. And so it falls outside of the supplement world, which is extremely unregulated. So don't even get me started on that with all the supplements that are out there. And in my opinion, a lot of supplements that don't work, that people are spending money on and taking, some of them can even be harmful. And I'm not saying that peptides used incorrectly can't be harmful. Everything can be harmful if not used correctly. But the safety profiles and the benefits from these things far exceed that. And so it's just still unnerving. I also had an Instagram reel that they took down this week as well, not from the Peptique, but from the West Wellness Instagram. And it was one that I did on the Glow Stack literally months ago. And it was one of my biggest reels as far as views and questions were concerned. And so it was a really good one. It had some good information on it. And they just took it down all of a sudden. And I thought that was bizarre too, that it had run for months and months and then they deleted it from my page. And the reason why I'm telling all of you this, and then I'll step off the soapbox, but I also see in this space a lot companies that just have to shut down overnight. This happened to a competitor, and actually a well-respected one that I had bought from in the past and has been around for a long time. And one day recently I got on their website and was like, what's going on? And I just, in fact, got an email yesterday from that particular company that they are now a different name and a new website. And for whatever reason, they got shut down and had to completely do a do-over. And so the reason why I'm telling you this is because if that happens, I want to be able to reach out to all of you and let you know what the plan is, and also let you know that whether it's a peptide consultation or it's a product that you're wanting, that I can still get that to you. But the only way I can do that is through your email. And so my ask, if this is something that you're interested in, is to go to the Peptique website. And at the very bottom of the home screen, there is a place where you can put your email address in. And if you'll just add it there, I don't send a lot of junk emails. I really only send emails that are for special deals that we're running on certain products or just across the board. And if we're introducing a new product. And so most people want those emails. I don't just send emails for the sake of sending emails through the Peptique. So if you will do that, will help me ensure that if something does go down where my Instagram is completely taken away, I don't know what I'm going to do about TikTok. I may just be off of it moving forward. But if I have to shut down the website for whatever reason, that I can still get product to you again. And so I just wanted to start with that so you know what's going on in this space right now. It's super unfortunate. But all right, off the soapbox and on to the topic for today. And I am really excited about all the information I get to share with you today, because the two peptides we're going to talk about, the stack, is something that I have personally done and just completed, and the results were truly amazing. And I love being able to come back to you and tell you, this is my personal experience, this is what really worked. And I'm sure it's like everything else. Some people are going to get a greater benefit from it than others. But for me specifically, this was a game changer. And when I do consultations, particularly at the age that I'm at, because I just turned 50, and my age and a lot of my clients that I do consultations with, one of their big complaints is not being able to sleep at night, whether that's going to sleep or staying asleep or just sleep in general. And I would say, I think the issue is really more prevalent in women, not that men don't struggle with this either. So if you're one of my male listeners, don't send me an hefty email. I do know that this can affect men as well. But due to the nature of women's just general biochemistry and how our hormones decline as we get older, this is something that really impacts a lot of people. And there are one of the main go-tos for women to help them sleep. Well, the two that I see are pharmaceuticals, which have a lot of negative side effects. And the other one is hormone replacement therapy. Hopefully, if you're on hormone replacement therapy, you're on bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. And progesterone is often the one that can actually help get women back on track for sleep. But there are some women who can't do those things or choose not to do those things. And sometimes that doesn't work either. So today we're going to talk about two peptides. One of them is the deep sleep inducing peptide, or the delta sleep inducing peptide. Delta is what stands for deep sleep. I call it the deep sleep because most people don't know what I mean when I say delta sleep. For the purposes of this, I'm going to refer to it as DSIP, because saying deep sleep inducing peptide every time I'm going to mention it is a mouthful. And the other one is Epitalon, and Epitalon's a very popular one. It's one of my absolute favorite peptides for all the things that it can do. And so we're going to go a little bit into that, but we're really going to primarily focus on how it impacts sleep. So why does deep sleep in particular, but this restorative sleep, whether it's deep sleep or REM sleep, rapid eye movement sleep, which are the two important ones, why is this so important? The deep sleep is really where the magic happens. And this is where our growth hormone is released. This usually occurs right after you fall asleep, within the first couple of hours. So you get the growth hormone release. It's where cellular repair kicks in. It's where your brain clears out all the metabolic waste, and your circadian genes will synchronize your body for the next day. So sleep disruption is often a root cause of premature aging, metabolic dysfunction, mood disorders, and even neurodegeneration. So this is a conversation that is beginning to happen more consistently, but one that, in my opinion, because it's so critical, is not happening enough. So how do we biohack this? In comes the DSIP and the Epitalon. So let's start with DSIP. And this is a naturally occurring neuropeptide. It was actually first isolated in 1977 from the hypothalamus of rabbits by researchers, and it's been detected in other tissues and fluids in both animals and humans, including the brain and the adrenal glands, which are going to come into play here a little bit more and as we get a little deeper into this conversation. But like everything else, this DSIT, this peptide, deteriorates as we age. So fun, right? What does it do? Its mechanism of action. So DSIT modulates activity in the hypothalamus, especially the sleep centers. And it appears to reduce the corticotropin, the ACTH, lowering cortisol and balancing stress response. So what does that mean? Those are a bunch of big words. What does it mean? Cortisol is our primary stress hormone, and it follows a diurnal rhythm. So it's highest in the morning to wake us up and lowest at night. But as we age, this rhythm becomes dysregulated. So our evening cortisol levels often increase, making it harder to fall asleep and stay asleep. And the cortisol peak in the morning flattens. And this contributes to things like fatigue, brain fog, and poor alertness. Sound familiar? So as we age, we often have a blunted cortisol response to acute stress, but elevated baseline level. And this is a sign of chronic stress overload. So you have high nighttime cortisol, and high nighttime cortisol is strongly linked to insomnia and this fragmented sleep, reduced deep and REM sleep, increased inflammation, anxiety, and cognitive decline. And it also disrupts our melatonin production because melatonin and cortisol are two hormones that are in opposition of each other. And DSIP is believed to have a regulatory effect on the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis, the HPA axis that you hear a lot about. And the research shows that DSIP can inhibit this ACTH, this adrenal corticotropic hormone. This is the hormone that tells your adrenals to produce cortisol. So this means that the DSIP helps normalize circadian cortisol rhythms, producing elevated nighttime levels, which is important, and supporting the natural morning rise. And it enhances our parasympathetic activity. So it promotes rest, recovery, and a shift away from the chronic fight or flight physiology. And this is something that many people struggle with. This is something that I've struggled with pretty much my whole life. So do peptides feel overwhelming to you? Well, you're not alone. And if you're not sure where to start, then this is for you. I'm opening up just a few spots this month for a 30-minute one-on-one consult where I'll help you build a personalized peptide protocol based on your goals, whether that's fat loss, energy, skin rejuvenation, sleep, or muscle recovery. It's only $100, and by the end of our call, you'll know exactly what to take, how to dose it, and how to stack it. Plus, you'll get a special savings on your first order from The Peptique. I only offer a few of these consults each month, and they book up super fast. So if this sounds like what you need, check the email link in the show notes to reserve your spot. Let's get you started the right way, smart, safe, and backed by research. Now back to the show. Regulating our nervous system, particularly as we get older, it gets harder and harder to do, which then disrupts our cortisol cycle, which disrupts our circadian rhythm cycle, and then it becomes this constant chronic issue. So DSIP also interacts with the GABAergic and the NMDA glutamate systems. And this is what helps calm overactive neurons and promotes relaxation. So let's dive into that a little bit more. The balance of GABA and glutamate is super important because glutamate is the brain's primary excitatory neurotransmitter, and it stimulates neurons and it promotes alertness, memory, and focus. And the GABA is the main inhibitory neurotransmitter. It's the thing that slows down the neuron activity, it calms the brain, and it facilitates relaxation and sleep. So a healthy brain has a dynamic balance between these two systems. But in cases, again, of chronic stress, aging, anxiety, or in chronic insomnia, this balance gets disrupted, often tipping toward glutamate dominance. And this leads to difficulty falling or staying asleep, anxiety, and racing thoughts, because it increases that neuron excitability. And over time, this overstimulation can actually cause cell damage. I hear it from a lot of people. I lay down in bed at night and my will just start turning and turning and I can't shut it off. This could be why. This could also be why this DSIP would be a great addition to what you already do, which there are things you can pair with this, things like magnesium, stuff like that. So this might be a good addition to those things. Or if you're not doing those things, it's something that you can just try on its own and see if it helps impact your ability to go to sleep quicker. Let's talk about how D-SIP can help modulate these systems. The NMDA receptor is one of the most potent glutamate receptors in the brain. So when overactivated, it leads to that neuron hyperexcitability, which contributes to the things like we talked about, insomnia and anxiety, and even neurodegeneration. So this D-SIP reduces that NMDA receptor activity. So it calms excitatory signaling, it reduces neuron firing rates, and it lowers nighttime brain overactivity. And then in comes the GABA. The GABA is essential for initiating and maintaining sleep, particularly that deep sleep. And animal studies suggest that the D-SIP may enhance GABA transmission potentially by increasing the receptor sensitivity or the availability of GABA itself. And this action also helps promote this parasympathetic state that I talked about earlier and reduces, again, that mental hyperactivity and improves the sleep onset and the depth of the sleep. So the key benefits is that it improves sleep onset and duration. It can enhance growth hormone release, which is something we all need as we age. It balances our cortisol and stress levels, and it supports neurological recovery if you're like post-trauma or just flat burnout from life. So it's unique that it doesn't act like a traditional sleep aid. It doesn't knock you out. It nudges your brain into natural sleep states. And to get back on my soapbox a little bit about what I talked about earlier, this is why I get so confused by peptides being so controversial unless they're in the big pharma field. And the truth is, big pharma, if we're being honest, has not done us any favors in this country. And peptides are working wonders to help people with things like this without having to get on a pharmaceutical that you either up sleepwalking or doing things you can't remember, or you wake up feeling like you're coming out of some drugged fog. I can personally tell you, and I'm going to go into my experience with this in more depth a little bit later, but you will experience none of that with this peptide, and you will only get the benefit from it, all right? Okay, back off my soapbox. What does the science say? Because you know me, I always want to look at what does the science say before you try anything. And the truth is, there has not been a ton of large-scale studies. The couple that I found are very small, but let's go through them. There was one study in 1981. It was a double-blind crossover study with six normal adults. And when I say normal, these are adults that had pretty good sleep cycles and patterns to begin with. And they received between 1 to 3 milligrams, depending on their weight, which peptides aren't weight dependent. So I'm not really sure why they did that. Maybe it was because it was a while ago and they didn't know this, but that's a pretty high dose. When we go into the dosing protocol in a little bit, you really don't need that much. What the effects included is that there was a 59% increase in total sleep time and reduced stage one sleep, meaning the light stage of sleep was reduced because the deep sleep was increased. And they had no sedative or adverse psychological effects, indicating sleep support rather than sedation. So this suggests that the D-SIP can support natural sleep regulation rather than act as a pharmacological sedative, all right? There was another clinical trial that worked on 7 adults that had severe insomnia. And just with using a series of 10 D-SIP injections, in all but one individual, sleep normalized for 3 to 7 months post-treatment. Now, it was 10 injections. I could not find anywhere where they listed the amount that they gave the patients. This is a very small sample. So this is something, again, we'll talk about protocols that you don't have to cycle very often. You cycle for short periods of time and you don't do it very often and you get the long-term benefits from it. These are both found in PubMed, and I will list the link in the show notes if you want to go down that rabbit hole and take a deeper dive into all of this. All right, let's move on to epitalin. Okay, epitalin is also known as epithalamin, and it's a synthetic tetrapeptide that was developed by Dr. Vladimir Kavinson. and was extensively studied in Russia for all of its anti-aging and circadian regulating properties. And if you are not familiar with Dr. Cavinson, he is an amazing individual. He actually started doing his bioregulator peptide research back in the 70s with incredible results that are very well documented and long term, right? I say he started in the 70s and we're now in 2025, so a long time ago. And he actually just passed away, I think last year, rather recently. And there's a whole, I don't know if it's called the Cavinson Institute or the Cavinson Foundation, I don't remember. It's still in Russia, very active in research. We didn't get access to this information until just recently. And so it wasn't interpreted into English where we could really break it down until recently. And they kept the studies very close to their chest. And so we're just now having access to this amazing research that Dr. Cavinson did. And Epitalon was one of the big shining stars of his research. And I'm not going to go into everything that it does. I'll give you a brief description. It's oversimplified, but this is one that you really want to research on your own. So let's talk about it. Epitalon activates what's called telomerase, and this helps maintain telomere length. It's a marker of biological aging. And let me explain this just a little bit more. Epitalon has been shown in both in vitro in the lab and in vivo in animal and human studies to activate telomerase. It's an enzyme that rebuilds and extends our telomeres. And these are the protective caps at the ends of our chromosomes. And telomeres naturally shorten each time a cell divides. And when they become too short, the cell can no longer replicate effectively. And this is considered a key marker of biological aging, and it's linked to cellular senescence, immune dysfunction, organ aging, increased risk of chronic disease. By activating the telomerase cycle, Epitalon helps preserve that telomere length, so it delays cellular aging and it extends the lifespan of healthy cells. So think of this little peptide does all this incredible stuff. It also helps support DNA stability and tissue regeneration. So this is one of the main reasons that Epitalon is studied in great length for longevity and anti-aging, because it appears to address aging at the genetic and the epigenetic level simultaneously. In regards to today's episode, I'm going to go into detail about how Epitalon, along with doing all these amazing other things, helps you with sleep. It regulates our melatonin production. Hey guys, quick break to tell you about something I'm really, really excited about. I started DePeptique to bring you the highest purity research peptides that are 99% purity or better and are tested and verified. Every single product on our website has a third-party COA listed, so you know exactly what you're getting. From fat loss to muscle recovery to skin rejuvenation, we've got you covered. And because you're part of this community, you get an exclusive discount of 10% off with the code VIP10. You can easily access the website and this code in the show notes. Now let's get back to the episode. By stimulating the pineal gland. And the pineal gland is the part of the brain that's responsible for producing melatonin. And this is your body's primary circadian rhythm hormones. And as we age, melatonin production, just like everything else, declines. And this contributes to poor sleep quality, circadian rhythm disruption, increased oxidative stress. And so by reactivating the pineal gland, Epitalon supports natural melatonin release. And this helps improve nighttime recovery and a rebalance of your internal body clock. So what you will see with Epitalon is that your deep sleep and your REM sleep cycles increase and improve dramatically. It even showed to extend the lifespan in animal models by 25 to 33%. It enhances our mitochondrial function and antioxidant capacity, and again, supports this DNA repair and genomic stability. So Cavinson's team demonstrated that normalize melatonin secretion patterns, improving the circadian rhythm stability and sleep architecture. And here's a bonus. Long-term studies in elderly subjects treated with the epithalamin showed a 1.6 to 1.8 times reduction in all-cause mortality over 6 years. So that's a little bonus from that, okay? So go study epitalin. I need to do a singular episode just on epitalin, which I probably will do in the future. But you can also start to see if it helps decrease all-cause mortality, it helps extend our lifespan, how important sleep is and preserving us, quite frankly, that's a funny way to put it, but that's what it does. Sleep restores and it slows down the aging process. So when we stop getting that really good restorative sleep, we start to age faster. So how much deep sleep and REM sleep do we really need? I wear an Oura ring to track mine, and I highly recommend whether it's a Whoop or even an iWatch that I don't think is as accurate, but anything like that, any sleep tracker, so you can at least get some sort of context of where you fall in these things. But how much do you really need? Most science says that we need 7 to 9 hours per night for most adults. But sleep needs vary by age, genetics, and stressors. We all know this. Deep sleep, this is where our body releases growth hormone, repairs muscle and tissue, and clears out the cellular waste and reinforces our immune system. Optimal for this is 1.5 to 2 hours per night. And I mentioned this earlier as well, that deep sleep typically occurs more in the first half of the night. REM sleep, which is dream sleep, rapid eye movement sleep, because our eyes rapidly, subtly move when we're in the REM sleep. This is really important because this is where your brain processes emotions and memory. It consolidates learning that you had during the day, supports mood, focus, and creativity. So the optimal amount of time for REM sleep is 90 to 120 minutes. This happens more at the second half of the night. And so it's why you often wake up in the middle of a dream and you're like, oh, that was the weirdest dream, because it normally happens towards the latter part of your sleep cycle. Low REM is linked to anxiety, depression, brain fog, and even neurodegenerative conditions like Alzheimer's. And there was a study that was done years ago, and I learned about it when I was at Baylor, and it was a gentleman that I think he was like some radio host or TV host or something, and they did something where he was going to stay up for X amount of hours to promote something. I don't remember exactly why they did it. And I don't remember how long he stayed up, but it was enough that it ended up causing him permanent brain damage. And he was never the same again. His personality changed after it due to the brain damage and due to the shift in his neurochemistry. And this is, again, how important we have to have sleep, because if we don't, we'll die. And it can literally cause our brain to deteriorate, okay? So when we're talking about percentages for these things, the light sleep is about 45 to 55% of our total sleep. The deep sleep should be between 20 and 25% of our total sleep. And the REM sleep should be between 20 and 25%. And the reality is, a lot of people that I talk to usually get 30 to 60 minutes of deep or REM sleep due to stress, screen time, blue light exposure, poor circadian habits, meaning you're staying up too late, you're waking up too late or too early, you're not getting the first morning sun to set your circadian rhythms. And so that's where these peptides like D-SIP and epitalin can come into play to help restore balance and optimize these things that are critical stages of sleep. So the reasons why these work so well together is that they're complementary of each other. And a very oversimplified way of saying this, and this is my personal experience, but this is what the research suggests as well, is that the D-SIP is going to help you fall asleep faster and slow your nervous system down and your brain activity down so you can get into that really good deep sleep to begin with, okay? And then the epitalin is going to help you release your body's own natural melatonin so you can stay asleep longer and long-term really help reset and normalize your circadian rhythm. So the two really work beautifully hand in hand. I want to talk to you about my experience with these two peptides. I started the D-SIP on its own because I like to see what's having an impact on me and not being confused of, was it this one or was it this one? And what I noticed right away is that my deep sleep increased when I looked at my Oura Ring. My deep sleep doubled. I was one of those people that was getting like 45 minutes a night, and it went up to at least an hour and 15 minutes on the low end. But most nights consistently, I'm getting about 90 minutes. And so it doubled my deep sleep consistently over time. And one of the things that it didn't do for me is it didn't help me stay asleep. So I would still have that wonderful 3 to 4 a.m. wake up call. Oftentimes when that happens to me, I can fall back asleep, but I'm usually up for an hour or two. And then that just gets everything off schedule, right? But the beautiful thing about it is that because I was getting such great, deep, restorative sleep, even when I didn't have the length of time that the standard 7 to 9 hours, I woke up feeling very refreshed and restored regardless of the length of time. Now, you still want to regulate the length of time, and that's where the Epitalon came in. So when I layered in the Epitalon, this is what helped me stay asleep longer, and my REM sleep is insane. The last few nights, I've had over 2.5 hours of REM sleep and some very bizarre dreams. And I don't know if you've ever taken melatonin exogenously, because it's one of the side effects of that is having crazy dreams. But what I love about it is that I'm not taking anything exogenously, and I am telling my body to produce melatonin like it did when it was younger. And a really cool thing, I had a friend that's taking this, and she called me and she said, "Does this help with mood regulation?" And the truth is, yes, if you get good sleep, you're going to be in a better mood. But I think the effects that it has, particularly the D-SIP that it has on cortisol levels, which really can impact anxiety and things like that. There is a lot of research out there that says the D-SIP, I didn't go into detail about all of this, but that the D-SIP in particular can really help with anxiety and depression and mood regulation. So you get the added bonus of that. So these are known to help with sleep, and that's what I'm focusing on today. But just like the Epitalon have all these longevity things that come into play, the D-SIP can also really help with mood, anxiety, depression regulation. So in general, it's a beautiful peptide stack that you can do together, okay? Let's dive into the dosing. This is what I will say. You're going to see a lot of different things out there about dosing. So this is my personal experience that I chose to do based on the research that I did. I will tell you what worked for me. And like I always say, go do your own research and you do a protocol that you're comfortable with. Let's start with D-SIP. The typical research dose is 100 to 300 mcgs, subcutaneous or intramuscular. I always do sub-Q. You don't have to do intramuscular with this one. I did a much higher dose of this, okay? The 100 mcgs did not do jack taco for me. 300 mcgs did. I've gone higher up to 500 or 600 mcgs. There's research to suggest you can go much higher than that. I'm always a big believer in start slow and titrate up as you need to, but staying on the lowest effective dose. I had to go up considerably more in order for this to really work for me. But start slow, and you want to make sure you're tracking your sleep to make sure you know that it's, figure out what dosing protocol works for you, because there's not a ton of research out there on this. It's why you're going to see a lot of variability in the recommended dosing amounts. And you want to take it about half an hour before you go to bed. Again, you're going to see different protocol than that too. There are people that take it during the day and it helps them sleep at night. There are people that take it at night. I take it at night before I go to bed. Epitalon, again, you're going to see things all over the map. 2 to 5 milligrams a day. I think you could get away with 1 to 2. I personally took 2 milligrams a day, which was enough for me. This also needs to be taken at night, so it doesn't make you sleepy. And the duration of time, you can put them in the same syringe together. I wouldn't pre-mix them together, but you can put them in the same syringe together and then immediately inject. Again, an hour to 30 minutes before you go to bed. With the Epitalon, you'll see people say 10 to 20 days. I personally did the 30 days, and I am off of that right now. As far as when I cycle back on it, I would say cycle back on it when your sleep starts to get dysregulated again. Epitalon, typically you do a couple of times a year. You don't do it very often. It's not something that you would never do these long term. Let me put it that way. So I would think once a quarter would be the most you want to do it. But oftentimes people do it this twice a year and that works great for them. So if you're someone who wakes up tired, you struggle to stay asleep, or you have really high stress levels, which you think are contributing to irregular sleep, these two peptides are beautiful anti-aging longevity tools that really help get this back on track for you, and I highly recommend it. There's still not a ton of research, particularly on the DSIP. There's a lot on the Epitalon. But like I always say, please go do your own research. Don't just take my word for this. That is pretty much it today. I want to finish by reiterating what I said at the beginning of this episode. Please go to the Peptique, go to the bottom of the homepage, enter your email address so I can have your information on file should I need to use it. Hopefully that will not happen, but I'm trying to be proactive and preemptive. And you can use the code POD15 to get that discount at the Peptique. You can follow us on Instagram at WestWellnessATX. That's my personal one, or the Peptique one. That is @BePeptique. And what else? Go to the show notes to find out any other information. I try to put the information that I talk about in the podcast in the show notes so you have it. And I think that's it for today, y'all. Like I always say, until next time, have a blessed day.